You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. And if it's your first time joining us, welcome to the fun. It's going to be 7 years that we're here on LA Talk Radio. If for all of you tuning in that know my voice, I know y'all hear what's going on inside. It's just like all these great allergies that are reminding us that spring is near. So it's all good. It's all like the mind. If we're looking at it like, oh, feel sorry for me, my voice, then that's how I'm going to perform. But if it's I'm telling you that spring is around the corner, that just puts a smile on your face. And that's what we're about here tonight at Max and Friends. We've got a great show tonight. I've got so much to talk about. We've got two really good guests. Dr. John Anastasatos is joining us, Greek. And he's going to be telling us about celebrity plastic surgery and facelifts and all the hot topics that we want to say on who should we look like, why do we want to look like them, who sets the look, the trend, let's call it. Who should be getting plastic surgery? I want to talk about that. And what age? Is there an age limit? So if you guys want to know the hot topics about plastic surgery, stick around because it's going to be great. Then we've got my friend Kimberly Friedmutter. Well, she's joining me and we're going to talk about hypnosis and we're going to talk about just well-being of life and your space and how to live happy in your space. And also, since like June is around the corner, ways for you who are getting married to like just be in a space of happiness, calmness, exhale, right? Well, Kimberly, I met because we both blog for LeahBlackInc.com. So go to LeahBlackInc.com and you can see our blogs there. We've got a lot going on the Leah Inc. blog, so we're having fun there. I'm tweeting right now, so tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know if you have any questions because we want to answer them live. You know I like to do interaction on the show and live interaction with my favorite listeners who are always tuning in. And for any part of the show that you miss, go to latalkradio.com /Max. There you can get 7 years of archives. Natalie, my girl Jackie Collins, and the girls from Housewives, and also the girls from Orange is the Real Black, is the new black. And there's a million things going on. But I'm here. I love you all for tuning in. At Max Tucci is my Twitter. Hey, if you're online, I want you to go to GoFundMe.com/OscarsDelMonaco. I always say we are the voices of our ancestors, and it's on my recent blog with LeahBlackInc.com, and I want you there. Go there, see what it's about, because we've started a really good GoFundMe for a historic cookbook, and the only way that we can achieve it is if you go and you click on and you donate whatever you want to donate. We've had some great people, supporters. Friends, supporters, like $1,000, $1,500, really good supporters. But if you want to give $10, I love you just as much, because I know it sounds like a plea of mercy, but all it is, it's just to preserve Epicurean history. So I love you all if you just go to GoFundMe.com/OscarsDelMonaco, like the restaurant, my grandfather, and read along there, and you can see what that's all about. What else is there to talk about? Okay, we got that, we got this, we got that, and we've got so much to talk about, and I love you for being here. I want to let you know that next week we have, just stay tuned, because I can't tell you who yet. I'm just reading a note here that I can't tell you who, but we've got a great show next week, and just tune in whenever you can, every Sunday if you can. But do y'all want to know about plastic surgery? Because I want to get some of the scoop for you here tonight. And I want to talk about why it's important. Oh, I know what I have to talk to you about before we go there. Private Air Magazine, New York. They wrote a fantastic article about myself and my grandfather and the restaurant. It was released, Private Air Magazine, New York. I'll tweet the link if you're interested in reading the article there. It's a short article, but it's really good. And it tells you a little bit more about me. So I want to know more about you. So tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what's going on in your life. Elegance, there's one girl I got to give a massive shout out to. Sexy and hot to go is always tweeting me, retweeting me, and just sending love. I'm sending love back to you, sexy and hot to go. Thank you so much for being such a supporter of Max and Friends. Keep tweeting. We love it. But there's a great song we play here, and we usually play like when we're doing the hot fashion reviews or best and worst of the red carpet. And it's called Nip and Tuck by our girl Kim Yarbrough. Y'all love this song because you said, can you play it more when we played it after the Oscars last time? So we're playing it tonight as a setup for our Hot Topics segment, which is about plastic surgery with Dr. John, who will be joining us in just a moment. He's a great plastic surgeon right in Beverly Hills. And I'm telling you, we're going to give you some great hot topics, but also some great facts that you need to know about plastic surgery. The do's, the don'ts, the goods, the bads. And stay tuned for more right now. Nip and Tuck on Max and Friends.
Give us your noses and your fatty cheeks, those hanging dewlaps and that smile that creaks, that jutting chin, those grapey eyes, your waddled skin, and those breasts shaped like pies.
A nip and a tuck will do ya.
Set your back to face the rays.
A nip and a tuck will do ya.
No one will notice
a trace.
My nose looked like a cruller.
Mine was Romanesque.
Give us your tushes, your wink that dies, those dumpling knees, and those saddleback thighs.
Oh, a nip and a tuck will do ya.
Set your back to face the rays.
Don't think of a nip and a tuck will do ya.
No one will notice
a trace.
You'll be looking finer than a million bucks.
Was Kim Yarbrough, Nip and Tuck. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for tuning in. Tweet me at Max Tucci because we're about to give you some Nip and Tuck hot topics. Hit it.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on
Pick a topic because you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Welcome my guest from Los Angeles, PlasticSurgery.com, Dr. John Anastasathos. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Max. It's a pleasure to be a guest on your show. And I have to also congratulate you on your astuteness. I love listening to the Nip Tuck song. Actually, one of my websites is niptucksurgeon.com, so I giggled as I listened to the song.
Well, you know what? When I said we are having you on, I was like, that's the perfect song to play because people want to be nipped and tucked. Why do you feel that that's the case? You've studied for so many years to become a really great plastic surgeon, and why do people want your services?
You know, thank you for asking me that question. It's a deep question, but really, if you think about it, all of us, especially in modern advanced societies such as the United States, we have well-developed aesthetic needs. So psychology teaches us that human beings have a pyramid of needs. At the very bottom, there are basic needs. We need to feed ourselves. We need to have protection, a roof over our head. We need to have warm clothes. And then as we become more sophisticated and evolved and we get the basics, we want more things, and psychology calls those aesthetic needs. I tell people many times that somebody who wants cosmetic rejuvenation, whether it's on the face or body, has the same underlying denominator as somebody who wants to buy an expensive pair of high heels or a beautiful dress or a nice suit. So it's basic and standard, and as long as we live in advanced societies and we can do things in a safe way and we don't hurt the ones close to us that love us, I think plastic surgery is awesome.
You know, I'm glad that you said in a safe way, because we all have heard horror stories. One recently, we were watching that show Botched, I think, on VH1, and there was a girl who went to Mexico to do it, and they didn't have any of the anesthesiologists, and they literally put, like, slabs of ice on her body, and she never had it done, so she didn't think anything was wrong with it, and basically, they, like, killed all of her nerve damages. Or, you know, they damaged all of her nerve endings. So obviously, I mean, that's an extreme case, but it happens so frequently. With plastic surgery, is if it's too good to be true, then it usually is really a
yes.
case?
Yes, I would concur with that. As a plastic surgeon practicing in Beverly Hills, I am exposed to many patients, a lot of them local, but also a lot of them from different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I am surprised, because here in Beverly Hills, some of my patients and they are people, well-to-do people, will tell me stories of themselves in the past or friends of theirs who have actually gone to Mexico and other South or Central American countries to have plastic surgery procedures. Now, let me just say that in all countries in the world, including those, there are some great plastic surgeons. But what is the difference? The difference is that no other country in the world, not only in plastic surgery but in medicine, has as high standards of safety, patient safety, than we have in the United States. When a patient here in L.A. or anywhere else in the United States has an operation, and that is done by a board-certified plastic surgeon in an accredited surgery center, then that patient is reassured that there are many checks and balances in place for the patient's safety. Now,
all right,
those checks and balances do not exist in other countries to the level that exists here.
No, of course.
And that's what can make the difference.
Absolutely. And the difference also is to do the research on your doctor. So if you want to do research on Dr. John, losangelesplasticsurgery.com is the website. The question that, you know, we've been tweeting all day about plastic surgery, and really what it comes down to is age. People want to know if you have a cutoff limit where you think that, okay, you're too old to get plastic surgery.
Well, you know, plastic surgery the results in plastic surgery are objective and subjective. What do I mean by that? It's really not about what the doctor wants or can mm-hmm. deliver. It's about what the patient wants. It's about the patient's vision for himself or herself. So, you know, the successful outcome to a large degree is subjective. Somebody, mm-hmm. for example, may want a very large bust. Somebody, not that, something different. So it starts from there. It starts from, you know, who the patient is, what the patient wants, and when it comes to specifics like age, the main thing I look at is this person healthy to undergo an operation? And what is the operation? Is it risky? Is it not, you know, risky for this particular individual? Mm-hmm. And if there are no health contraindications, and the patient really wants that, then it's perfectly okay to proceed and give the patient what she wants or he wants.
Now, what if a patient wants to look like Kim Kardashian and is a guy? What do you say to that?
So, you know, I actually had that happen to me years ago. I had a truck driver who was a perfectly normal male who wanted to remain to be male who asked for breast implants. And actually, he came and got them, and his wife was there supporting him. So I think that, you know, answers my question. If it's not about us to judge others.
Of course not.
It's about to evaluate them, first of all, to see if they are reasonable. Sometimes it's not a bad idea if somebody has extraordinary request or uncommon request to have a conversation with a psychologist or a psychiatrist before. But if everything is okay, we can proceed and give them what they want. Now, the thing with celebrities is that many people are influenced by them. But not just about plastic surgery. People emulate celebrities in terms of what they wear, you know, what
of course, what all they the trends.
Do.
They're trendy.
Correct. And, you know, let me just say that sometimes for a plastic surgeon like myself, that's valuable. It is very valuable when somebody comes to my office and brings and wants to have a nose job or a breast augmentation and brings me a magazine that has a certain celebrity with a certain nose or bust and asks me, can you give me that? It's valuable because then I have a very clear idea of what that patient wants. And then I can have an honest discussion and I can say, yes, I can give you this. Or, yes, but it will be a little bit different. And that way I get to do proper patient consent and education.
Well, so, you know, clarity, we always talk about clarity here on Max and Friends, and clarity always plays a big factor. You know, if you go and you say, oh, Dr. John, I don't know if I want this or if I want that, you know, there is then confusion sets in. But speaking of trends right now, what celebrities are setting the trend and what body part on them is setting the trend?
Well, again, you hit it on the nail. It is butts are big these days. And Kim Kardashian has set the trend when it comes to that. So,
how easy is it to get a butt job?
It's actually easy and straightforward. Mm-hmm. There are three operations available. One, and the most beautiful, entails doing liposculpting and liposuctioning of the different areas of the body around the buttocks, so the abdomen, the flanks, the hips, inner outer thighs, the lower back, and then adding that fat volume into the buttocks. That fat volume lifts the buttock and also, you know, volumizes it. But it's not just the fat addition. The patient has the added and extra benefit of all the contouring that the surgeon does that improves the body in every dimension. So for somebody that has, who is a good candidate for that, that is an awesome operation. It's done practically without any visible incisions. And the recovery is expeditious. Then we have buttock implants, just like we have for the breast implants. And they are also made out of silicone, just like the breast implants, but they tend to be more cohesive. They need to be more durable for that part of the body. And then lastly, in some people, especially people who've lost a lot of weight because of their own efforts or surgery to lose weight, and they have developed some sagginess in that area, we have an operation to lift the buttocks to a more youthful presentation.
Now, speaking of a more youthful presentation, are lunchtime, quote-unquote, we used to call them lunchtime touch-ups, are those still all the rage?
You know, like I like to tell my patients, there's no shortcut to success. It's like what you said earlier. It's if something is too good to be true, probably it is. So an operation, it's not something you can do during lunchtime. It does entail a preoperative workup.
Now, again, you remember Botox and then the lip injections. Are those things that are still trendy?
Those are trendy and are becoming trendier. Yes, they are.
They are. Because yes. Now, it's instant. Is that why?
Instant gratification is an important element, but also they are effective, and they are considerably cheaper than somebody getting a procedure.
Oh, so it's that simple. Now, yes. Here's the question. I just got a tweet, and someone, and it's funny because I'm like in the same position right now. You know, we go to the gym. Guys go to the gym. And the six-pack is always desirable. Everyone loves a six-pack. Not everyone, but you know what I'm saying. It's like a hot thing. How do we? Can we get a six-pack by coming to visit you at Los Angeles Plastic Surgery?
In general, yes. The answer is yes. But it depends on the body habitus, per se. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you need to lose, I can do an operation that I call high definition liposuction. It is actually indicated for that exact purpose, to give a male or a female a six pack. Mm-hmm. But as you can understand, I can do that more effectively in somebody who is maybe 5 or 6 or 10 pounds overweight, as opposed to somebody mm-hmm. who's 20 pounds overweight, and especially in the male, because the male stores most of the fat in the belt area and the abdominal area.
So you got to be fit. Would that be for, I mean, you know, my aunt came to Florida. She went to go get her face done. She was smoking months, and she's been a smoker for years. And we all said, stop smoking, stop drinking. She went in, she got staph infection, the nicotine. I mean, it was like pretty bad. What do you recommend to patients before they come in to start the regime to have a healthy procedure?
So, again, you bring up an excellent point. Smokers have double the healing time compared to non-smokers after any kind of operation. If a smoker breaks his leg, that bone, the tibial bone, is going to heal in a normal person in 3 to 4 weeks. But in a smoker, it takes 2 months for that to happen. It's the same thing with plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. So smokers have increased risks for infection and poor wound healing. And especially like in a procedure where skin is lifted, such as the facelift. And other procedures, for example, if somebody gets liposuction and they are a smoker, because we do not lift any skin, we don't make any major cuts, I'm less concerned, for instance. Mm-hmm. But just like anything else, just like somebody who wants to run long distance or the marathon, they do a preparation before. You know, surgery should be viewed like that. Many times patients will do some starvation type of diet or take certain medications, especially herbal medications, to prepare themselves, and that is not a good idea. After surgery, the body needs nutrition. Surgery, in a way, it's trauma, and the more, you know, you supply yourself with what you need to recover faster, then the better you're going to do.
Fantastic. Now, before we let you go, Dr. John, who has the best nose? That's what someone wants to know, celebrity-wise, that you've seen.
You know, that's another great question. So when we look at the nose, we should not look on the nose by itself. It's how that nose fits that particular face. Mm-hmm. So when a person has a rhinoplasty, a nose job, as it's colloquially known, then it, not only does the nose change, but that whole facial proportion changes. Essentially, we change someone's personality. That's why that particular operation has a profound effect on psychology. So I can't really tell you one nose that stands out to me. It's how each nose fits on the particular face that carries it.
So you're more of an artist than a doctor.
Well, you know, medicine gives me the skills and my surgical training to do what is proper and safe. But I will. The last thing I'm going to tell you is what my mentor who trained me used to say. He would say, John, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a chef or do you want to be a cook? I mean, both can be amazing, but, you know, the chef is somebody who thinks more and can be innovative.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Dr. John, I'm going to come and see you.
I look forward to meeting
you, Max. I don't know what I need,
Max.
But it'll be something, I'm sure. You know, this position of entertainment always has us trying to look younger, which I'm fine looking how I look. So I don't know if it'll be anytime soon, but when I do, it'll be the LosAngelesPlasticSurgery.com. Everyone check it out. Dr. John, thank you so much. Are you on Twitter or somewhere where people can follow you?
I am not as sophisticated with some of the social media, but I am on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Wonderful. So they could find you there. Again, LosAngelesPlasticSurgery.com. Dr. John, tell him Max sent you. Dr. John, thanks so much for joining us tonight here on Max and Friends.
Thank you. And I want to emphasize that, you know, with your interview, you do a public service to your audience and to everyone because those questions are questions that come up and people often have a lot of fallacies about plastic surgery because it's not only medicine, it's also part of popular culture. So thank you for your service.
It's my pleasure. People want to know, so we give them what they want to know, right?
Yes,
or
sir.
In your case, you give them what they want to see. So, Dr. John, thank you again so much. We'll have you back on because this is definitely a trend. And it only with the next celebrity, with the next butt, with the next chin, with the next nose, the looks are always changing. So we'll definitely have you back here on Max and Friends.
Thank you again.
Have a wonderful night. That was Hot Topics, everyone.
Hey, y'all, guys and girls. Pick a topic and we're going to drop it on.
Yes, we're going to always drop Hot Topics for you. But if you want to know what the word narcy means, stay tuned because my guest, Kimberly Fridenwetter, is joining me in just a moment on Max and Friends. If you're tuning in for the first time, thanks so much. Now we're going to play a song. I Think We're Alone Now. Flashback, Tiffany. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I think we're alone now. That was my girl Tiffany. Don't you all just love that song? It's like Flashback Friday or Throwback Thursday on a Sunday. How you all doing? Well, if you want to know what the word narcy means, and if you all need some life management consultation, and if you want to hear about what's really hot and being hypnotized right now, we're going to talk about that right now. We are in like one really hot segment with my new friend, with my new friend Kimberly Friedmutter. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so happy you're here. You're like a fellow radio jockess.
I am. It's been a long time. I'm having to put my radio hat back on. It's a lot of fun.
Isn't it fun to play songs like Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now?
You know, it was funny because our moniker was that we were the only LA talk station. And so we didn't play music. We had like literally 8 seconds that we could play something of without having to actually buy it and pay for it. So we didn't play music. So I'm envious of you getting to play songs. That's great.
You know what's fun? How I got around that is that I had them on as guests. So I say,
Send me your music. There you go.
Send me your music so I can have a library. But you're sending me such great energy right now because there's so much that we get to talk about with you tonight. And the first thing I want to talk about, just because we just left that whole plastic surgery segment, what is this word that you created, this term called narcy?
Okay, so selfie is when you take a photo of yourself, but what do you call it when you actually post it on social media, which is a completely different function? So I take selfies quite often, and perhaps I take them just to take them, not to post them, but to just see how my hair looks or see, you know, how everything's shaped up. So I take them for different reasons, and a lot of people do. Not everybody posts photos of themselves. So when you post something, I thought that really needs a name, and so I called it narcy. And the reason I call it narcy is simple because narcissism, everybody wants to, I guess, lock it into a category of personality disorder. So, you know, you'll hear the girl say, oh, my boyfriend was diagnosed as a narcissist and this and that and the other. And everybody likes to get all over the word narcissism. But actually, narcissism is healthy. And what's healthy about it is it shows the village that we exist. And that's very important for people.
It's validation,
to,
right? And self-love.
Exactly. Relevancy. Yeah. Like, why do you think they call your website a domain? That's my domain. I mean, that's a big word, domain. You know, this is my domain and this is my territory. And we need to be seen. We need the village to understand that we're here. Also, accessibility. Here I am, like, just recently on RadarOnline.com and OKMagazine.com, they ran with this story of myself creating this word in relation to, of course, Kim Kardashian. And the reason is because she was licking Kanye's face. Well, I love it when she licks his face. What's wrong with that? We get a little sneak peek as to how she feels. I'm your tigress, you're my tiger, you're the alpha, I'm the submissive. Those are all things that she wants to strategically put out into the marketplace that they're okay, quote unquote. So everything's fine with the West family. Then the third thing is that it can be a commodity. And again, the perfect example is Kim, in the sense that obviously it's a big commodity for her. But if it weren't necessarily a commodity for you yet, you get to show yourself in front of the Eiffel Tower. What are you saying? You're saying luxury, sexuality, glamour. You know, you really get to structure your art and put it out into the marketplace as you want to. So some spinoffs of the term narcy have been, I'm a narcoholic, narcilicious, narcified, narcowannabe, narcinewbie, I'm a narcy and I know it, or I'm a narcy and I love it. You know, I think it's time for pretty girls, girls who just really want to put their things out there, guys. You know, James Franco had this whole big deal on the Today Show about him having put out like more selfies than most men on social media. And so, of course, I say, well, he's a narcy and we love it. Then he says, look, it's a commodity. It shows people into my private, you know, it lets people see my private world. It's a beautiful thing if you can just stop being afraid of the word. Exactly.
You know, I'm coining a new word with you tonight. It's a mix of narcissism and fantastic, and it's nartastic, where you're fantastic.
I love it. I love it. I'm writing it down. And
nartastic.
When Webster gets a hold of this, we'll add that to it for sure.
Here's the thing, you know, because what it all goes back to is, do you hear me? Do you see me? And do I matter? I mean, that's what we all want. We just want that validation.
Yeah.
And I think what this social media has given us, a lot of people who, let's say, didn't have that capability to be really proud of who they were or are, mm-hmm. now they have a platform for it. So create your own brand, people. Create your own brand. Right.
And hence even the name Facebook. I mean, there you have it. So Facebook, see me. This is my face. Right. Here
yes,
I am.
Absolutely. Intimacy. Into me see, mm-hmm. people. If you're tuning in for the first time, you're listening to Max Tucci on Max and Friends. My guest is Kimberly Friedmutter. We're having a fun time because we're talking about narcissism, even though we're going to kind of swing the pendulum now because my guest, Kimberly, sorry if I call you Kim, I feel like we're
all
friends.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
Kimberly is just, she is a jack. What do they say? You are a jack of all trades and a master of many. Everything from interior to creating things to creating harmony and peace and life management. So I want to talk about life management before we talk about hypnosis because we're in such a period where spring is here. It's time to clean up, clean out your house, spring cleaning, and get your life together. What are some tips that listeners who are tuning into right now on Max and Friends can say, you know what, Kimberly, I need help, and give them three tips to say, this will get your life under control for the spring?
Well, my first tip is to understand that cleaning, cleansing, clearing, all of those things are not just about the physical getting things out of your house. Everything that you have, whether it's in your home, your office, your car, your bed, wherever it is, you have to understand that everything carries energy with it, everything. And so say it's an old something from an old girlfriend or boyfriend. Say it's a something from a place that you went that you loved, a little bottle of sand from a beach somewhere. Fantastic. Everything has a thought, a memory, a trigger, an attachment to it. So please don't fool yourself in thinking that stuff is just stuff. So when I say this, I mean for you to look at things differently and look at them as if they're real things. So when you clean out, clear out, and clear out, what I'd like for you to do is my first
step is
to remember.
That's a tweet. When you clear out.
Clean out and clean out? No, clean out, clear out, and I don't know what I said. It just came out of my head. But whatever it was, all of that, all three of those things we can't remember, you want to be able to take the energy with it. So what do you want really to move towards? So forget about what you have that. That's all done and gone. Now what do I want to move towards? Spring is about renewing. Spring is about new energy, new things, new birth. So now where are you headed? So in that mind space of where you're headed, look at your things and see what things align with where you're headed and which things don't. If you're there's all these shows about hoarding and all this. So say that you're somewhere between normal and hoarding. Yeah, it was crazy tonight. I saw it too.
Oh my gosh.
That poor lady. I mean, God bless every one of them. But so what happens, because life is hard. This is why I call it life management. It's not easy, this life thing we do. But what happens is when you're looking at spring, take all of those things with the energy, see what aligns, see what doesn't. And then if you're somewhere between normal and hoarding, take those things and put them in a box and put that box away. Again, give yourself some time. If you don't revisit the box, toss the box. If you have an attachment to the box, keep the box. We don't care about the box. But what we do care is about your immediate living space, because every time you walk into your home, office, bedroom, wherever you are, car, you notice these things and they start to activate energies
emotion
within you. It's
emotions to me are energy in motion. So what happens when we come into a space that's cluttered or that we feel is overwhelming, automatically our energy, our emotions go into motion. So how do we're on the roll right now to telling people how they can get this life managed and how spring is the perfect time to transform. So continue with the steps on how we can get this going and how we can kind of just take that energy in motion and just give it a calm feeling, a calm effect.
Okay. So in the mind, really unhappiness, uneasiness, unsettled feelings come from where you've expanded to versus where you are allowing yourself to be right now. For example, everything in the universe expands. If you've ever watched something die on what they call time lapse, you see it puffs up, gets big, and then things live off of it and everything grows, grows, grows. So with thought, it grows, grows, grows. Where do you want to be where have you expanded to, versus where are you? So if I'm irritated at my weight, and spring break's coming and everybody's getting into their swimsuits and headed for the beach. If I'm irritated at my weight, I think, why am I irritated? I'm irritated because I know better. So I've expanded to the place of knowing better, but I'm not doing anything about it, which puts me back at the place at where I am. So that's that gap between where I am and where I know I should be, where I am and where I know what to do, that's the space that I call the unhappy place. So that's closing that gap is all you have to do. Decide to close the gap. Decide to put on your big girl pants, your big boy pants. I'm going to close the gap. I'm going to do what I know I've expanded to. I know better, so I'm going to do better. And I'm going to not give myself the excuse of playing small anymore. That's the impractical part of the mind. The
that's all
part,
it is. That's the quote
it
right
really
there,
is.
What you just said.
Yeah, it's and mind love, over muscle.
It is. I love mind,
mind over muscle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, just because of time, you're going to have to come back on. But we have about like... We have some more time to talk, but before, because we can go all over the place with this because it's so much fun. But and you know, radio people's attention span is quick. So
keep
it for those that are tuning in, how do we get that mind over muscle?
The simple thing is, and it seems like the hardest thing in the world to do, but the simple thing is the decision to do it. Is today the day? Now, I say this, and again, it sounds so simplistic. You've heard it 1,000 times. You've read 1,000 books. They're all just what I call like self-help books instead of self-help. They're sitting on the shelf, and they're just there. So we all know what to do. So if you just decide, okay, it's like, are you going to sink or are you going to swim? Is another day going to pass you by where you look at yourself in the mirror and go, ooh, or if you look at yourself and you're unhappy for whatever reason, or the relationship you need to move away from, or the job you need to move toward, whatever it is, there's something driving you. When you wake up in the morning, are you a toward person or away from person? So I'll ask you, Max, because you're perfect to ask. So in the morning when you wake up, do you say, oh, I've got to get up because if I don't go to work, I'll be poor? Or do you say, ooh, I've got to get up because I will make money and I'll be wealthy or rich if I go, or I'll be happy or satisfied, whatever your drivers are.
This is when I wake up. This is what I do when I wake up. About a million, I'm just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Literally like that, thank you. And I just have the biggest smile on my face.
See?
About a million thank yous. And then I go right into meditation for the day, for whatever it is. If I'm doing, you know, a charity event, or if I'm doing interviews or whatever it is, I always start my day with gratitude, because I just believe when you give the universe gratitude, it rises up to meet you.
Right. Right, because what else is it going to do? It's sitting there waiting to fulfill your dreams. It's literally like publishing, clearinghouse, whatever they call it. It's like that. Mm-hmm. It's waiting to make you a gazillionaire in happiness, whatever that is for you, whether it's family and friends, whether it's money, whether it's location, whatever it is, job opportunities, it doesn't matter. It's waiting. It's literally, people amaze me, so they're afraid to ask, right? So I say, well, when you go into a McDonald's, do you just have them guess at what you want when you step up to the counter? Or do you
tell them,
I want a burger, I want a Coke, and I want whatever. This doesn't fit in alignment with the diet, but you know what I'm saying. So you ask for it, you give them money, which is energy, and they give you your food back. And so you use that same principle. You walk up to the counter of the universe, which is for you waking up, and you say, this is what I want. And boom, back it comes. You just really, you know, the world is ready to line up for you, but you actually have to get in line to do it.
You have to do it.
And by getting in line, right. Well, you're getting in line, and I don't even see it as work, really. I see it as just show up. Just be open to it. Notice when it actually drops in your lap. Notice it. You know, it's the old joke of the guy who's drowning and he's praying, God save me, and the boat comes. And he goes, no, God's going to save me. And the life ring comes, no. And then they said, gosh, what do I have to do? You know, like notice when it's there. And then it's just this beautiful thing. Lines up
it becomes
for you.
It becomes that beautiful line up, the flow, the harmony, the peace, the joy, whatever it is you're searching for is searching for you. I believe that. And what I love, that whole analogy, when you go to a restaurant, go to life knowing what you want, people. Go to life knowing what you want. That
order
way
it up.
Life can supply. Like life can supply. Mm-hmm. But now our time is limited because that's just the way we work here, and we have fun and we start talking about a million things on Max and Friends. So if you're tuning in for the first time, I love you all for tuning in. But Kimberly Friedmutter is joining me, and we're talking about some really great things to activate your life, to take the moment right now to live life to the max, which is what you all know I always say, and really just to have to show up. Is today the day? Well, we're going to talk about being in this whole amazing energy of being hypnotized briefly, because we'll have you back on so we can discuss it further. But what is the whole energy, and should people, because I have a tweet, should people be scared of it, quote unquote?
Well, being scared of hypnosis is like being scared to go to a film and getting involved in the story and shedding a tear when you know consciously that those are actors. Mm-hmm. Being afraid of hypnosis is like being afraid of taking a long drive and getting lost in the miles, you know, where the mind wanders onto other things and you think a thousand things on a long stretch of highway. Being afraid of hypnosis is like standing at your refrigerator, staring at it and forgetting why you were even there. It's a natural part of your thought processes and then your unthought processes. So, for example, your subconscious that runs your heart and your lungs, you're not afraid of that. And so that's the part that we tap into whenever we're talking about any other system in the mind or body. So the motherboard is the brain, and the motherboard has two functions. One is the subconscious, which, again, runs without your conscious knowledge or your conscious effort all of the parts of your body. Thank God for that, right? Breathing, heart pumping, everything, skin, cell rejuvenation, all the things that heal you from the doctor you spoke to before. All of that is subconscious. And so we just tap into that because that's really, histrionically, everything you've ever desired, everything you were ever meant to be, everything you desire to be in the future is there, not in your learned, filtered behavior of the consciousness.
Mm-hmm. The patterns of biology.
Yeah, we know what to do. We know how our folks taught us. We know how we're supposed to behave because of societal rules and this and that. But subconsciously, your heart and soul yearn. And so hypnosis really just reveals that. The other reason not to be afraid of hypnosis is you never do anything that you wouldn't be in agreement to do, that you wouldn't want to do, that you wouldn't be okay with doing, that wasn't ecological to do. That's a myth. That's kind of the fun part of hypnosis that people like to say, ooh, scary, and they like to be afraid of it. It's more like a Halloween trick, but it's really not the truth. The truth of it isn't as far out as all of that.
And that's the truth. It's that simple, right? But listen, Kimberly, we've got to wrap this up. Will you join me? Are you around next week so we can get into this deeper? Because, of course, now that we're talking about this, people are intrigued and I'm getting Facebook messages and right. I want to save those. But will you join me next week so we can continue this conversation?
I'd love it.
All right, super. I'm going to talk to you after the show and then we'll talk about next week and having you back on so that we could pick up right here where we left off on Max and Friends. Kimberly Friedmutter, thank you so much for joining me on Max and Friends.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. Have a great night. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
You too.
And Dr. John, thanks so much, Dr. John Anastasathos, for joining me, losangelesplasticsurgery.com. I love you all for tuning in. I've got to wrap this show up. Love you. I really do. You remember Roberto Benigni when he won his Oscar? He's like, I want to lay down in a field of gratitude and make love to everybody. That's like what I want to do with you all because I'm so grateful that you take the time to come to Max and Friends and hang out with us. And whoever we're talking to, you all are so respectful. You're just like an amazing group of people who found me. So like moths to the flame, can you feel my desire? I love you all. Take life to the max. I want you to do that this week. And ask yourself, is today the day, tomorrow when you wake up, is today the day for you to really take life to the max? Your life is big. Keep reaching. And just surrender to what the universe has prepared for you, the divine, God, Jesus, Buddha, Kali, whoever you want to call it, because it's really when you're in that place of gratitude, gratitude is what I believe makes everything function for the better in your life. So on that note, good night, good karma. Check out GoFundMe.com, GoFund, GoFundMe.com/OscarsDelMonaco. Check out, of course, Private Air Magazine New York, and go to LeahBlackInc.com where you can read my blog, Kimberly's blog, and just have fun with us. And tune in next Sunday to Max and Friends. Good night, good karma, and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends. LA Talk.